Enemy hackers? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Never mind missiles, never mind Iran's nukes, there's an even spookier threat out there. Cyber missiles launched by enemy hackers aimed at banks. And according to testimony in Congress today, the latest threat is apparently from Iran, which blames us for the computer virus that targeted its nuclear program. I know it's hard to grasp what such an attack on a bank might do, but a couple of months ago, there was a forum on C-SPAN, mostly boring, but towards the end of it, the former director of national intelligence, Mike McConnell, described what would happen if some enemy managed to hack a big New York bank.
The two banks in New York that clear money clear somewhere around $7 to $8 trillion a day, and our economy's $14 trillion in a year. What backs up those transactions in New York City? Nothing. There's no gold, there's no printed money. What happens when someone contaminates that database? What happens is banking will freeze and global commerce will stop. Devastating consequences for the country.
The cameras didn't pan the audience, but I think he scared their pants off, especially this part.
What backs up those transactions in New York City? Nothing.
And he says the hackers wouldn't have to corrupt a lot of data to create a panic.
You have a banking crisis as soon as people realize my money may be at risk, I must get it.
And I know it may sound paranoid, but I'll admit that this is why I keep all my bank receipts. We all know money's a convenient fiction, but now it's a convenient fiction maintained by computers, which means if those computers go down, then what you have would be, what's the word?
Nothing.
Yeah. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.